WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. An Israeli official reports no sign of a breakthrough in today's ceasefire talks with Hamas after CBS News confirmed the Biden administration is withholding the delivery of thousands of bombs to Israel. CBS's Rami Innocencio from Ashdod.
The U.S. is concerned that Israel will drop them on Rafah, which has nearly 1.4 million people crammed into a small area sheltering from this war.
Parts of the nation's midsection have been slammed with another round of severe weather. Two separate tornadoes touched down in Portage, Michigan.
The house across my street from us, their garage is totally gone now. They are missing part of their roof.
A federal judge in Florida has postponed a May trial date in former President Trump's classified documents case. Loyola Law's Jessica Levinson.
Let's be honest, we're not having a trial before the election. I mean, that was sure beforehand, but it is absolutely certain now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today announcing a huge expansion of Microsoft's footprint in Racine County. But Biden has work to do with Democrats on his support for the Israeli war in Gaza.
Remember, looking back to the primaries in Wisconsin and Michigan, we saw those protest votes over this issue when it comes to President Biden. That is a huge warning sign for the president in these critical battleground states where a few thousand votes, as we saw last election, could really decide it all.
Reporter Rachel Scott in Washington. Wisconsin is getting almost $18 million from Washington to fight fentanyl and opioid abuse. Senator Tammy Baldwin chairs a key appropriations subcommittee. She says communities on the front lines need resources to fight the epidemic. The money comes from the state opioid response grant program. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. First responders in the Chippewa Valley are expressing concerns about increased demand on the remaining emergency departments in the area. According to a WEAU report, first responders and healthcare staff say transportation times for emergencies have increased and there's just too many people in the region for only two hospitals. Emergency transports to Marshfield and Mayo Clinic have nearly doubled since the closure of the HSHS hospitals, with $15 million in emergency funding still stuck in the Joint Finance Committee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the detection of emerald ash borer in Washburn and Taylor counties for the first time. According to a press release on Tuesday, DNR officials collected larva samples of the invasive species in the town of Springbrook and the city of Medford. The emerald ash borer has become a huge nuisance in the northwest Wisconsin region, forcing the removal of many trees as it spreads. Officials say the only county in the state without a detection now is Burnett.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The crew is coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up a road trip. They open a four-game set tomorrow against the St. Louis Cardinals at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers with a dramatic come-from-behind win last night when Willy Adames comes up with a three-run homer, a called shot in front of Royals fans to win 6-5 in KC. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, that's playing all nine. When you play all nine, you got a chance every pitch, and it came down to the last pitch. I mean, it was like, that I just see that. It was a cool moment.
NFL, the Packers' regular season schedule, not to be released now until sometime next week, maybe Wednesday, May 15th. The Packers hoping to improve even more on offense.
You're always looking to take the next step. You have to keep evolving, and so it's just a matter of what's our best next step.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are off to a nice start today. Lots of sunshine this morning. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Our high today, 71, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Scattered showers, thunder showers tonight, 46 tomorrow. A sprinkle or two in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over
there. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
This is producer Anya. On our next show, Maggie and I will discuss Holocaust denialism, genocide prevention, and what all of us can do about it. Never again is now.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop it. Right on.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Yeah. All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I stayed late to record a show last night, so I drove through a little bit of hail and thunderstorms on the way home, but I made it. I'm doing good.
Yeah, the weather was really strange, really weird, man.
Definitely. You know, yeah.
The heavens opened up and poured out everything that she, well, not everything she had, but an awful lot of it. And the rain, man, it was torrents, right?
Oh yeah, it was coming down hard.
Yeah, and you know, we've had a lot of rain this spring already. We got a lot of rain in April. You know, April showers bring May flowers. I can't believe it is still early May and we're still getting a lot of rain, but hopefully that'll bode well for the rest of the spring and summer. Shouldn't say that because people got things scheduled and they don't want it to be raining. But it does beautify, man, the lawns and all those other things. So it's always great. It's that time of year where regeneration of life is taking place. I want to say, I got a great show lined up for you this morning, as always. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, makes a return visit every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. If you don't know by now, you know who Dr. Robert Craig is, you need to listen. And I've known Dr. Craig for well over, we're into our second decade, and I've always had Dr. Craig, whenever I'm on the radio, on the air, no guy who I think politically is as astute as my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. And we got a lot to talk about with the elections coming up and here in Milwaukee with the Republican convention, some 60 some odd days away. But I'm really thrilled to have a good friend going back when we were both young, man. Man, we don't stay young long, do we? You know, none other than Reverend Greg Lewis, who is the director of Souls to the Polls. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing, man?
Hey, Errol, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's good to have you back in the studio.
Man, it's good to be here. Good to be here. You doing a great job, man. You've been doing this. I remember when you first started. And you've been doing this a long time.
Well, you know, man, it's amazing to me that I've been able to do this. This is, to me, this is a gift from God that he's put me in a position. Because I'm the least likely guy who should have been, you know, sitting here, right?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about normally people who sit in these positions, you know, letters behind the names. They got a lot of, they've been trained in radio. I didn't do any of those things, man. I'm trained in life. And as I tell people, if I sneeze too hard, I'm going to be 70. So when you live long enough and you realize that the real education is the education and understanding of people, then you really can do some things. So anyway, let's talk about Souls to the Polls, man, for people in the audience who don't know what that is.
Well, Souls to the Polls is a community-based organization and is focused mainly on making sure that we have a solid foundation in the church community. So we have about over 300 faith leaders working together in community, especially when it's time to get out to vote. And we do everything voting. As a matter of fact, if you want to know about voting, you can go to our soulstothepolls.org, www.soulstothepolls.org, Souls to the Polls. Let me make it clear. Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin.org. You can go to that space and find out everything you need to know about voting.
So,
I wanted to make it clear about Wisconsin because we used to be Souls to the Polls Milwaukee, but now we're all over Wisconsin.
So Souls to the Polls is also national.
Yeah, there's a national movement, Souls to the Polls. But, you know, Brother Earl, we started here in 2011 when Valerie Jarrett came to one of our meetings, our Pastors United meetings. That's another thing. Souls to the Polls is also under the umbrella of Pastors United. So when she came to the meeting, she said, you know you can vote on Sunday, right? And I was sitting over there thinking. I said, yeah, Souls to the Polls. And that's what we started doing, Souls to the Polls, back in 2011. You know, especially during that time when our president, Barack Obama, was running for office.
So man, you know, you and I kind of long of tooth. And so we grew up at a time when our parents and grandparents, nothing was more important than voting.
Right.
And they knew because they came up in a time when people pushed against them. And we lived in a nation that did everything within its power to prevent people of color from voting. And so that generation of our parents and grandparents who didn't matter, it didn't matter where they were, it didn't matter what the time was, they knew the value and the power of voting because their forefathers had been denied the access to vote. Let's talk about the difference today. Because when I talk to people about people of color voting, those, our generation, parents and grandparents are gone. And those generations voted clearly Democrat. Mm. It was always, it wasn't a question about whether or not your neighbor was going to vote because the church made sure. And everybody else made sure, and it was a rally in the black community. People were voting. It was, you were ostracized if you didn't vote. And I'm trying to get people to understand today, including the Democratic Party, this is a different generation. And you can't count on the way it was.
No.
How far off base am I?
No, you're right on time because we've been bamboozled into thinking that our vote doesn't matter. But that's been a systematic goal of people in power since we had the ability to vote. to make sure that we don't really understand how powerful that is and access our power. And that's what's going on right now. You know, Earl, listen, Earl, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, how rich you are, how poor you are, what you own, if you got businesses. It doesn't matter if you're a corporate leader, whatever. It doesn't matter if you're homeless on the street. The vote is the equalizer. You only get one. It's the great equalizer. And we don't realize that, and it's a powerful tool. And people in power don't really want people who are, let's say, underprivileged, underserved, poor. They don't really want those people making decisions that would harm their power base. So people have been really manipulated into believing that their vote doesn't matter, their vote doesn't count, and they shouldn't even worry about it. And now that's what's become part of our system. We've been inculcated with the opinions that our votes don't really matter.
So if you're just joining us, I'm joined by my good friend, Pastor Greg Lewis, who with Souls to the Polls. And so we're going to have a dialogue this morning. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, we already got a text that says, are people tired of the lack of results from voting?
Yeah, that's another thing. See, but you know, Earl, see, this is what's happened. You know, as we've gone on in time since the early 70s, we've been kind of going backwards in what we've gained as people of color. And now we're to the point where they're just literally taking everything away. All we fought for is being taken away systematically right now. And now we found ourselves in this dungeon again. And, you know, you don't get out the dungeon tomorrow. It's going to take some work. We made the mistake of not continuing the work back then. We made that mistake. We let down. You know, we didn't do what we were supposed to do. We didn't make people perform. We didn't hold people accountable. And now we're in that dungeon, and we just don't have the power in our minds to do what you just talked about, to make sure that things change when we support people who are supposed to look out for our interests. We just have not been sophisticated enough to put power behind what we have as a resource with voting.
Well, because we believed that this is in this nation that people would do the right thing. And I don't know why, you know, after based on the history of our nation, and we knew what transpired, for us to think that people were going to do the right thing is why I think many of us basically, you know, relaxed. We didn't believe that it would go back to a time that our forefathers and our parents had to deal with poll taxes and other ridiculous things to keep the vote away from us. And so when the younger people in our communities who didn't know the history, that's part of it. We were not able to sustain the power of the history of what happened prior to and what gave us the opportunities that we wound up with.
And folks don't want you to know that history.
No. 844-967-2789 is the number. My good friend, Pastor Greg Lewis, director of Souls to the Polls, is in the studio. We'd love to have, you know, you give us a call. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Come on, man. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join me. Come on, man. You can join me at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm honored to have back in the studio Reverend Greg Lewis. He's the director of Souls to the Poles. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You got a lot to talk about. And before you get into those things.
Yes.
If voting wasn't so important, why would they do everything within their power to try to prevent people? I mean, right now, they're concerned about, you know, boxes. They don't want you to be and the thing.
Yeah, drop boxes.
Drop boxes.
Yeah.
And the thing that I don't understand is, If this is so illegal and what people are doing is so criminal, Republicans can have drop boxes. This is not something that's solely for people of color. Is it? Am I right?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So what are they talking about, man?
Well, it just makes it easier for folks who have disabilities, people of color, people who don't have transportation, people who have, you know, underserved communities. It makes it a lot more convenient for them to get those absentee ballots in. You know, the elderly, all these people have issues.
They can do that all over the state.
Yes.
It's not just Milwaukee, is it?
Well, you know, it is now. The drop boxes, they've been banned in the state. The Supreme Court made sure of that. But it's coming up again, Brother Earl. It's coming up again, and we're going to be talking about that in the community also. As a matter of fact, next Monday, you know, that we're going to have an event, a press conference concerning that same topic, because the Supreme Court, they're going to take that up again to see if we can get drop boxes back into our communities.
You know, I remember when the attack and the assault on voting in our community took place. It was under Scott Walker. And that era, and they did everything within their power to disenfranchise people of color from voting. Now, mind you, we only make up 9% of the population of the state of Wisconsin.
Right.
But what many don't know, and that's why I'm glad to have you here today, is just how important the 9% we represent. If the 9% of black people in the state weren't so valuable to the outcome of elections, then this attack and assault on black voting would have never taken place. Why are they attacking 9% of the voting population?
Well, you know, the population of our white community is split.
Right.
You know, split right down the middle. So we make the difference, man. We make the decision.
It's just true.
But so Earl, just look at what that says, man. Wisconsin is probably the most important state in this November election.
No question.
So that means that the decisions made by people in our community to go vote will affect not only our city, our state, our country, but the world. Man, we're the most important people in the world right now. We just don't realize it. How much power do you need to have, man? I mean, and look at this, Earl. When people don't come out and vote, your vote is even more powerful. If you do, this is a time when we should really flex. We should really express ourselves. We should really make decisions about who we want to support us and our public offices. We have to make sure that we understand and know the dates and times and places that we have to cast our vote. And, you know, and I'm not even getting sophisticated enough to talk about issues because, you know what, Brother Earl? We got a problem just letting people know there's a vote. There's a vote in August and right. there's a vote in November. We got to make sure that people understand there's a vote. And I'm just not talking about people of color. I'm talking about people of every color, black, white, red, yellow, brown. All these people are ignoring the fact that a vote is coming and it's probably the most important vote of their lives. So, we say that all the
so
time.
So why do you think 50% of the electorate does not vote? And so why do you think people are so turned off by voting and by a system that they feel is unjust? That's not just people of color, as you stated. That's poor people across the spectrum. They don't feel and believe that voting is going to transform or change anything in their lives.
Because, you know, they haven't connected it directly to their lives. You know, this is a what's in it for me kind of world, man.
Right.
You know, what's in it for me? Why should I vote? People aren't doing anything for me. And that's definitely the case in communities where people are not being served correctly. So, you know, what we have to do is we have to decide, okay, you just want to lay down and do nothing? Or do you want to get up and make sure that something happens? See, I don't like to hearing that my vote doesn't count thing or, you know, it really doesn't matter. Because, you know, we voted, blah, blah. Well, I've never seen 100% of our people go out and vote. I've never seen it. Now, if I can guarantee you this, if we all got up on that Tuesday and went out and voted, man, people would have to listen to us. They would have to adhere to the needs of people who vote. They have to. When you call City Hall, when you call your congressperson, the first thing they want to know is if you vote. If you don't vote, it really doesn't matter, Brother Earl, because they need people to vote for them or not.
So I'm in total agreement with everything you just said. And so, and I constantly talk about the fact that these people that are elected, they're the ones who really are controlling what happens because they make the laws. They're the ones who can allow corporations yes. to control them as opposed to doing what's
absolutely
right for the people.
Absolutely.
And so lobbyists control the people that you vote for, and the only way you can hold them accountable is when you see they're not voting in line with what's right for you is to get rid of them.
Absolutely.
There's no other process that you can use to rectify a system that is dependent upon people voting for
Absolutely.
And electing the people to run it.
That's right. You know, in Wisconsin, I call it scorched earth politics. They'll do anything. They'll burn up everything. They'll destroy anything just to stay in power. And people in our state, man, they vote for folks who don't even look out for their interests. I mean, they vote against their own self-interest. And, you know, one of the problems here, Brother Earl, is this. First of all, people aren't organized to understand power. That needs to change. That's why we became Souls Through the Polls Wisconsin, because we have to go around the state organizing people. But the second thing is this. Even if you understand it, we don't know how to access it, and then keep it in play after elections because we get tired, we stop, we give up, and then that's a problem also. People, they're not accountable, so they don't have to respond.
So Pastor Lewis, I'm joined by Reverend Greg Lewis. He's director of Souls to the Polls. And Pastor Lewis, that's why I call it politics.
Yes.
844-967-2789 is the number.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are again ignoring Governor Evers' call to free up $140 million for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Representative Mark Bourne.
He could have taken the deal. He decided there were things in there that he couldn't take. That's his choice. That's his right. But that's how he chose to stop that program.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. The owners of two Wisconsin wedding barns are suing. They want a Trempealeau County court to block a new state law that forces them to get liquor licenses. Wedding barn owners say the law is too restrictive and too expensive. Bars and restaurants have long complained that wedding barns have enjoyed an unfair advantage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of another scam spreading through the area. According to a Facebook post, people have been receiving notices that say their Social Security number was used in illicit activities and the U.S. Marshals have issued a warrant for their arrest. The emails falsely appear to be from the Social Security Administration, and they direct the recipient to pay a forfeiture or they could be arrested. Residents should not send money to anyone claiming to be from the Social Security Administration. After two unsuccessful applications, the town of Grant is finally set to receive state funding to expand broadband service in the area. According to a WEAU report, the rural town has been trying to address the lack of broadband for years, but couldn't do it without receiving funding from the state. With their third application for grant funding, the town succeeded in securing about $817,000. Town of Grant officials say they'll now be able to help 124 homes and 43 businesses. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sometimes regular people see what celebrities wear to events or fashion shows and say, I would never wear that. Conversely, there is rapper Doja Cat, who wore something we can all relate to the Met Gala, a bath towel and only a bath towel. She was going for the fresh out of the shower look and accessorized with a towel wrapped around her head. But she didn't stop there. She even had the smeared makeup look to complement the outfit. Was it a fashion statement, or did she really just oversleep? Comedian Marlon Wayans says he chose never to marry because he didn't want his mom to be jealous. That old excuse. The 51-year-old actor said he never wanted his mother to feel second to any woman. Wayans' mother died in 2020 at the age of 81. Wayans addresses the issue of death and family with a new film called Good Grief, which drops on Amazon Prime June 6th. Wayans said he misses his mother dearly, but is excited to finally get out there and play the field. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We are off to a nice start today. Lots of sunshine this morning. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Our high today, 71, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Scattered showers, thundershowers tonight, 46 tomorrow. A sprinkle or two in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Metal Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out, and for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Matinee and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin joins us at 10:33, 11:33, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinee on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Send a telegram, oh, send a telegram to my baby.
at you.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Reverend Greg Lewis, Director of Souls to the Polls, and you can kind of get used to hearing him, because as we embark on, you know, this critically important 2024 presidential election, I'm going to have him on more and more, because you know, this, they always say this is the most critical election ever.
It is.
But this one, definitely.
And it's so unusual, because, look, we got a president who is running against a guy who,
It's unbelievable. that guy, just think, man, to think that a man the character.
Oh, my God.
Of that man. Could somehow be in the lead, right? Of you know, or even tied, you know. And we know he was there once before, so we
what's happened to us, man? I mean, you know, common sense just isn't common anymore. I mean, what's happened to us?
So let's talk about, man, the fact that you got a big press conference coming up at 10 o'clock today.
Yeah,
let's talk a little bit about what that is.
Well. In 2020, there was a conversation with the leader of the GOP here in Wisconsin with some of his staff members. And they talked about, you know, tying up the lines for rides with our organization, Souls to the Polls. So they were going to have people just call and tie up the lines and ask for rides. Even though they've already voted, they didn't need a ride, but they just wanted to tie up the lines so we couldn't get to folks who really need rides. And they call it Operation Rat. Do you know what they called it?
Yeah.
I don't know if we can say that on the radio.
No, we can't. They called it. Pastor, we can't say that.
They call it Operation Rat, you know what?
Yeah.
And I said, well, if something like that occurred, it certainly needs to be stopped, because it's not going to stop if we don't put a halt to it right now. If these plans are being made to suppress votes for people of color and communities of color, we need to get right to the focus point of that issue and make sure that people are aware of it. And if something is illegal, we need to do something about it. And that's why we're having a press conference today, because we've got lawyers who are going to look into this and see how far this has gone. So it may have even gone on in the election, in our, you know, local election with the city here.
You know, man, the frustrations that one must feel when we talk about our nation, the greatest nation on earth, without question. The fact that these kinds of things are going on.
Dirty tricks.
Yeah, man, is just unacceptable. Let's do this. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Hey, good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, you got the fur standing on the back of my neck right up. Hey, Pastor Greg.
How are you?
You guys were mentioned before about Scott Walker trying to depress votes or suppress votes and everything. If you're referring to voter ID, either a driver's license or a state ID, I think that's a good thing. I think that we all should, so we all know who's voting. I know that this is old talking points, but that's the way it is. And as far as drop boxes, I believe that, you know, everybody should have a right to vote, but for hundreds of years in this country, we used to go to the polls. Now you can mail in your vote. Mailing in is a lot safer than, I believe, in dropping off, putting in the drop box, because anybody could get in there and mess around with that stuff. Who's picking up? We don't even know. So as a white guy from Sussex and a Republican, I believe everybody should have a right to vote. And nobody in the Democratic Party, if you guys are being honest, nobody's trying to really suppress anybody from voting. We just want to make it right and legal.
Gary, you know, we're gonna let Pastor Lewis respond to that, because you know you're inaccurate. You know what you feel and your emotions that you have a right to feel. That doesn't mean that what you said are factual. Pastor Lewis, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, it might be factual, but it ain't true. You know, facts and truth are different things. Well, you know, first of all, drop boxes are really, really secured, and people don't have access who don't have the commission, the city voting commission, keys to the boxes and those kind of things. So that just, you know, those are very, very secure boxes. Secondly, man, this is 2024. I mean, why shouldn't the update be made for voting like everything else in life? And I will say this, you know, and countries in Norway, Sweden, the Netherlands, you know, when you are born, you automatically become a citizen. And when you become 18, you automatically become registered to vote. As a matter of fact, Brother Earl, if you don't vote at the age of 18, guess what you get? A ticket. You know, and then that argument about you just want to secure votes and make sure that people can vote properly, that's a crazy argument. I'm just telling you right now that we're about to have a press conference because we had to get lawyers because the state GOP leader had a plan to make sure that people couldn't get to the polls through Rides with Souls to the polls. Now, is that suppression or what? I mean, and that's just one of the things. There's 72 obstacles to voting that people have created in our country right now. It was 62 last year, Brother Earl, but there's another 10 this year. We study this stuff. It's not just one thing. It's just not the photo ID. It's not voter ID. It's photo ID. It's not just photo ID. It's all the things together that really tell people that, man, if you try to vote, we're going to get in your way. And you know what people say? Man, forget it. I'm not going through all that. I'm not going to even be bothered. It don't matter anyway. We shouldn't vote. How is that helping to secure elections? How is that helping to secure people's faith in our system?
Let's do this. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts?
Good morning. What a great topic. Thanks for having it. And I just want to respond quickly to a comment. You know, it is amazing that not only is the presidential race very competitive, it's amazing that one person is even relevant with all of the baggage and all of the stress that this one other candidate has put our nation through. But I want to go to something very simple here, and that is Paul Wehrich, who is a Racine, Wisconsin native. He is also one of the founders of the Heritage Foundation. He is on tape. Many of your listeners have heard it. I know I have several times, saying that it is the GOP is to their advantage when not everybody votes. They don't want everybody to vote. It's in black and white. And of course, then they use the corporations are people and money speech, flawed Supreme Court decisions in order to put gasoline on their fire, if you will. The truth is the GOP will never win a highly participated election. They are against all of the issues of the day. There are so many issues where the opposition to the GOP's position, it is a supermajority, meaning there's 66 to 70% or more people that are supporting it. And that it results, when it's ignored, that results in the voter fatigue that we're talking about. So I just want to end this call by this. There is absolutely, through Paul Wehrreich and the Heritage Foundation, a conspiracy to drown the government in a bathtub, their words. And their mantra that government is the problem, not the solution, that was sustained after the Reagan administration is proof positive to that. It's time that we call this group out. They are not supporting the democracy. They do not support the U.S. Constitution in any way. And they continuously are out to stifle the vote, which to me is the first step in any democracy or a republic. So I'd love to hear your comment on my comment.
Thank you very much for the call, Mike. You want to respond to Mike?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I call it scorched earth politics, Mike. I mean, people in power just want to stay in power. They don't care about what the people really need or what they want or what they can do for folks who are voting for them. As a matter of fact, people who vote for most of these folks are voting against their own self-interest. I just believe that, you know, voting should just be fair. You know, I always say this, and people, you know, kind of cringe when I say it, but I ought to be able to go to McDonald's, get a Big Mac, tell them, hey, give me one of those ballots over there. And while I'm eating, I'm going to fill this out. I'm going to put it in that drop box, and somebody can come and pick it up later today. I'm there with my family and friends, and I'm going to vote. I think it should be that easy for folks to vote. And in fact, we make it a lot harder or difficult for people to cast their ballots. And that is just not right. It's not fair, and it's not democratic, and it's not American. This is supposed to be the place of milk and honey, where everybody gets an opportunity, where everybody has a voice. It's a democracy. And that is certainly not the case when it comes to suppression.
All right, let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Oh, thank you for another wonderful program. And Pastor Lewis, I applaud you. As Earl knows, that I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74.
Wow.
And we marched for civil rights. I even actually heard Martin Luther King Jr. speak, and
wow.
I was just so enamored by that man. He was just the greatest person in this world. But I also want women to go out there. I protested for women's rights. I don't want to go back to 1950. And not only are the Republicans focusing on the rights of the people of color, of every color, they are focusing on the rights of women. And women need to get out. You need to vote, because you don't want to go back to 1950, where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home, and where if you had surgery, you could not get surgery unless your husband consented to it. So these are things that are at stake, and they have to wake up. My vote, when I vote, and what I do is for the future, for my daughter and my granddaughter and for all women,
wow,
and all people of color, because I know exactly how it was when I was a kid.
Wow.
Hey, Susan, great stuff as
That's
always.
That's amazing.
844-967-2789 is the number, guys. Hang on the lines. My guest is Pastor Greg Lewis. He is the director of Souls to the Polls. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I didn't know that. Right. Oh, you definitely did. I'm going to have me getting up doing the picnic.
Hey, Pastor, I forgot about you. I should have, this is at a different time.
Yeah, we ain't going. Yeah. I ain't going back.
2789.
I'm not going back.
Yeah, R&B. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. My guest is Pastor Greg Lewis. Reverend Greg Lewis. He is the director of Souls to the Polls. Let's go to the phone lines. And Eric from Wauwatosa, good morning to you. Eric, you say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Reverend Lewis.
Good morning.
I'd just like to say I saw you at the May Day March, and I still carry your story about working until the day you die with me every day.
Amen.
I told that story a couple years ago.
Amen.
I remember hearing that story. Great. And it's awesome to hear that you're not in the hospital bed and you're still out there working.
So yes, sir.
We all benefit from it. Another thing I'd like to say is that, requiring driver's licenses, someone mentioned this before, is voter suppression, period. It was true when it passed, and it remains true today. So, and as for drop boxes, early voting, absentee voting, unlike quote-unquote white guys in Sussex, countless voters in large cities have difficulties getting to vote early due to limitations, and you can take Midtown for an example, but much less getting out on election day. And not only because they're busy, but because powerful anti-democratic forces are working tirelessly to make voting more difficult for everybody but
so true.
White guys in Sussex. And so what I'd like to ask a couple questions really quick for you, Reverend Lewis, is how did the Midtown voting location work out in the spring? And do you think that will help to be replaced, the replacement one? Do you think that'll work out for the fall, especially with more marketing to let people know where it's at? And will your organization be working hand in hand with WISDEMS heading into the fall? And whether you think that their downtown office will have a positive impact on turnout in Milwaukee. And lastly, sorry about all these questions, but within the new constitutional amendments that will limit your ability to assist with this fall and future elections going forward. And I'd like to finish with one last thing there, is that my belief is most grown-ups have been pretty well conditioned to believe what they want to believe, which is why we get people actually believing all of the crazy stuff coming out of the right, is because they're all conditioned. It's willful ignorance.
Hey, Eric, man, I hate to cut you off. Hey, I hate to cut you off, man, because, you're on the road. Pastor Lewis, you want to respond to any of that?
Well, Midtown, Midtown was the most potent early voting site in the Midwest, Earl.
Right.
That's
my neighborhood.
That's where most votes came early in the Midwest of this country. And is that something? And it was shut down because they said somebody bought the place. The person who bought it didn't want to really cooperate with the city to keep it as a early voting site. So what we did is there is an old bank right on the corner of 60th and Capitol. It's kitty corner from the Midtown area. We have made that the new voting site where we are going to really drive folks to vote early. Voting early is important for us because here's the thing. If you wait to the last day, anything could happen. It could rain. In Wisconsin, it could snow. It right. could be a blizzard. Anything, and people won't be able to get out. So we encourage early voting like nothing else, especially on early voting Sundays. So we're really working on that. Now, this guy is really astute about his politics, brother, right. because, you know, he was talking about the amendment that was on the ballot here right. in the last local election. And it concerns how you spend money to help people get out to vote. And we're not really sure how that's going to affect us yet. But I'm pretty sure if they can find a way to do anything to stop Souls to the Polls from doing the work that we do, they will do it. And that is just a fact because we've been very effective in encouraging and getting folks to the polls, even giving rides, literally. So, you know, that brother right there was really astute in his politics.
Eric from Tulsa always is. Let's go quickly to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning.
First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget it, and that's what our vote means. I just wanted to say that I think I worked with Souls to the Polls last year, when the last election was.
Thank you.
And it's a great organization, and it was because of this show that I actually got involved with it. And then I don't know if you remember, but I also went out and bought the URL soulstothepollswi.com.
Yes.
In case people will be able to find it. So .org works and also .com will take people right to the .org site.
Great.
So I just wanted to let you know that I still have that and I'm going to continue to have that because your organization is so incredible. And it takes all of us to make this thing happen. And we don't. We need to decide, do we want a democracy or do we want a dictatorship, autocracy? And I, for one, for the future and for now, would like a democracy.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, as always. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Greg,
good morning.
To hear from you again.
Hey.
I want you to do something for me.
Yes, sir.
Go snatch the superintendent of schools and find out why they don't teach civics anymore.
Oh, wow. That's huge. You know I'm a fan of that.
Over three quarters of a century. It was taught all through school when I was elementary and middle school to the point where we understood how our government works.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't vote till I was 21, and I couldn't wait to get to that point, and I've never missed an election since. Even when I was in Vietnam, I sent my vote back by mail.
Yes, sir.
The point is, people do not understand how the government works because we don't teach it.
You're absolutely right.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. You know, Pastor Lewis, it just does not, you know, the time flies.
I know, man.
So we've kind of come to the end for now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But as I said to you, and I promised the listeners, we're going to have you on repeatedly and often in the coming weeks and months as we lead up to the 2024 election.
Let's do it.
It's so critically important. Thank you very much, man. Have a great press conference this morning.
Thank you.
Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, on the Earl Ingram Show. Don't go anywhere.
Amen.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Rocky Laporte, who joins the show to talk about his big show in Wisconsin, and Jimmy Cuska joins me to talk sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 AD P. Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.